it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anybody think about what life is going to be like when this is over?
Oh, I prefer not to think about things that make me sad.
Yeah, because the diary, we're on day 46.
Six.
We've been reading this. Oh my God. So that's, yeah. It's day 46. And I don't know how many entries there are total, but I'm going to tell you there's less in front of us than there are behind us.
Right. Okay.
I know that by just flipping through the pages. So I don't cheat like Erica. I don't read ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in front of my face. And sometimes I see a word.
Yeah, several words. What was the last entry about?
Oprah. Oprah is the reason she cheated.
She was in the self-help section. Yeah. Like she's going to therapy and now she bought a self-help book, which I don't think any of this is bad.
I don't think she did buy it. Okay. She did buy it.
Yeah.
Bought one. It's great. I think this is good.
I don't know, but like 20 years ago, the self-help books were kind of...
trash.
They were just cheesy.
But it's good that she's acknowledging like, I messed up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
There's just something about the Oprah reference, I feel, is like about the secret. And like the secret, because Oprah
was... that
was
a book that she wrote?
It's a book about manifesting.
Oh, yeah. It's like the original.
It's the original manifesting book, but it's pretty like, think it and it'll happen. And like now the new stuff, there's books like The Source and stuff that where it's like there's neuroscience behind it. It tells you why your quirks in your body, why your vibes can...
the body keeps score, the yes, subtle art.
And you can attract good energy into your life.
Okay. I like The Secret. I'll stand up for The Secret.
I've never read it.
I was like, it didn't do anything for me, probably because I'm just like stupid. Anyway, that entry where she blamed all of her problems of being an unfaithful whore on Oprah.
Yeah, the word was, I hate you, Oprah.
Yeah. Mm. What was the entry of that date again?
Did Oprah text in?
She didn't see
anything. Yeah.
Yeah, we've suspended TX access to the to the text, so he can't see them. If you want to write any text to TX, he won't know what they say. 303-222-5423.
That was September 22nd.
Okay.
Today, we are looking at October 1st. Her first entry in pencil, it seems.
Pencil?
Pencil.
Lack of permanence.
Yeah.
Here we go.
October 1st. She's also... she always writes in cursive. I am f***ing... I am f***ing up my life on purpose and by accident. Dr. Murphy says I am afraid to succeed.
Dr. Murphy. We got to start Googling.
And my challenge is to find out why. I don't care why. I just want it to stop. I suck at school right now. I hope I don't suck at my internship because I'm earning my internship hours and credits. I'm talking, what? Oh, because I'm earning my internship hours and credits, I'm taking fewer classes than before.
Oh.
I should be able to handle it. I guess not. I can't believe I messed up so badly. Just anxiety? My professor pulled me aside after class to give me that stern...
warning?
Something. Stern something, a teacher concerned about you, talk.
Please tell me that's
Stern. I don't know. A teacher concerned about you, talk. He noticed I wasn't as attentive in class and was my heart in the right place. So he asked for that.
Gotcha.
I, of course, am a stupid emotional idiot and I started crying and apologizing and that I truly... sorry, her handwriting's bad. Started crying and apologizing and that I'd try harder and was so sorry I'd brought my personal life to school. He said, maybe this isn't the right program for you.
Oh,
ouch.
God.
I'm so mad for bombing that stupid exam. Now, even if I do ace everything else, I'll still only end up with a C. And now I have to act. Now I have to ace everything and work extra hard for that stupid C. Just to prove I belong here. I hate this. I do belong here. I still want to be here. I just put myself into a whole lot of debt with my loans to not care and not do well. And now that Mike isn't well supporting me and I'm not working, I'm quickly going through my savings. Oh boy. And something.
Oh my God.
I'm quickly going through my savings and I think it's maybe all the money I have.
Okay.
And that's all the money I have is maybe what it says.
Okay.
I didn't sign up for all this to fail. I'm better than that. Oof. I just saw the first sentence.
Erica, we just...
Damn it!
Can we get a veto? This is insane.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm actually pissed.
It's going to be a good one tomorrow.
Didn't have any issues reading that one.
This entire diary entry was her going, duh, burr, duh. And then when it's time to not read the thing, clarity.
I will start putting my hand over the next diary entry.
When? Mm. When it's over?
I will start doing it tomorrow.
Okay, so what do we feel like?
Isn't that harsh of the professor? Like, you fail one test. And
she's not in college. She's right. In grad school.
Yeah.
It's their job now to go like, I need to churn out a professional. Mm-hmm. If I give you like the next degree, you have to, a master's degree, you have to be worthy of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to just put your time in. And she's.
I like that it's all catching up to her, honestly. She's like, oh my God, like I have all these loans and Mike's not supporting me. And I'm like, good.
Reality is hitting her and it sounds like she might finally start taking accountability.
Yeah.
Or it's Oprah's fault.
It's Oprah's fault.
All right. So you heard it here first. Apparently, at least the first sentence is going to be epic. Can you tell us the date or did you not get that?
I didn't get that.
Are you
J-hole?
It's later in October. It's sometime in October.
We can't have her go back because she'll just read the whole damn thing.
It's in October still. But it seems, I think I remember it being around the 20th.
But it's a doozy, you believe.
It's a doozy.
All right, we'll tune in tomorrow for a doozy.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.